Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr from the All Things Comedy Network. I'm very excited to tell you that we are going to be releasing a stand-up special from the unbelievably talented, unbelievably hilarious, and unbelievably original Ted Alexandro. He has a new stand-up special called Senior Class of Earth. You can check it out exclusively at atcspecials.com and follow the All Things Comedy Network for more ways to support your favorite comedians. This is huge for us. This is everything that All Things Comedy was about. We wanted to get in business with great artists and help them to maintain control and ownership of what they created. And this is our first foray into that. Once again, it's called Senior Class of Earth from the great Ted Alexandro. You can check it out at atcspecials.com.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 229 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? You are, and I appreciate it. Let's just get the Trump stuff out of the way, right? He was at it again. He did an op-ed piece for USA Today, and people are upset because, well, obviously a lot of it wasn't true. Now, it's opinion, so I guess it doesn't have to be true, but also it's Donald Trump. So how are you surprised that a lot of it isn't true? Who expected it to be true? Things about how he worked to protect. He was talking about the Medicare for All plan and how it's a horrible democratic socialist plan, blah, blah, blah. So he said that he worked to protect patients with pre-existing conditions and on and on about the Medicare for All is really Medicare for none. The Democrats want, of course, to open the borders and the Democrats want to let everybody into the country and give them all free health care and bankrupt America, which would get in the way of making it great again. Hey, listen, all this is a Trump op-ed piece is just a long ass tweet. There's nothing new there. Should USA allow it? Yeah, USA Today should allow it. He's a president, right? And it's op-ed, so we're going to allow all opinions. Now, the thing is, you put up a counter opinion with the truth. You just say, hey, this is opinion. It's not based in any fact. This comes to you from the man who's bringing you Space Force. That's all you need to know. Because, see, his people, his followers, and that's the only way you can describe them, followers, are going to believe anything he says, even as he makes it up. So you can't battle Trump followers with truth or logic. You just have to let it go. And as we come up on these midterms, the elections are coming. Listen, I got my vote by mail ballot. The ballots are going out. You just have to go after the young people, remind them. I mean, Florida, right? They had the whole thing after the school shooting, vote them out and get these young people charged and energized and interested. And you have to go after the independent voter. But going after the white Republican Trump voter is useless because their mind's made up, and don't confuse me with the facts. So speaking of Trump followers who don't want to be confused with the facts, Kanye's visiting the White House, and why the hell not? Why the hell shouldn't he? They have a lot in common. They're both out of their fucking minds. Someone pointed out that Kanye likes big asses, which could be. And that was okay when they showed the picture of Kim Kardashian. Not so good when they showed the picture of Trump's fat ass in those tennis shorts. We didn't need to see that again. I apologize. You don't need to be reminded of that image. But anyway, this is what I'm thinking. Besides the fact that, Kanye saying that we should do away with the 13th Amendment, which happened to free the slaves, might not work out, Kanye, because you're married to a white woman. And if we go back to those days, you may have a problem. But besides that, is Melania aware of the song Gold Digger? Just saying. Just saying. Might not want to invite him to lunch at the house after he wrote a song about you. Speaking of Melania, who was gallivanting. No, she doesn't gallivant. She's more graceful than that. Who was, I don't know, cluelessly traveling through Africa. Listen, you don't go to Africa and dress all in white and wear a pith helmet like you're on a safari in 1919 with the natives working for you. You know why? Because that's what that reminds them of. Because that's what that's a symbol of. It is more or less like visiting, I was going to say Harlem, but Harlem's all white now. But it's like visiting a black community wearing your Confederate flag. Yeah, you don't do it. It's a symbol of old colonial racist Africa. And she wore it and said, don't judge me by what I wear. Judge me by what I say. Well, Melania, you're a model. We tend to judge models by what they wear because that's what models do. Goes back, I said it years ago. Okay, check the bootleg. Check my old CD, the bootleg. This is what happens when you let models talk. You don't. It's not going to end well. I'm sorry to all the models who are educated and have just, listen, it's a joke. You have to explain now. You have to say everything is a joke. But Melania's not doing much for the modeling profession. How about we say that? Nor is she doing much for gold diggers. I think she needs some coaching. Perhaps a life coach could help her. I don't know. Babysitting while black. It's a crime. You knew it. You didn't know you knew it, but you knew it. And fortunately, babysitting Becky was on the job. So at a Walmart, for God's sake, in Cobb County, Georgia. Now, if you're looking for some racism, I'm just saying, if you're in Cobb County, Georgia, chances are there's going to be a problem. So Corey Lewis, taking care of these two white kids, was in Walmart. A woman came up, wanted to talk to the kids. Of course, he said no, because you're supposed to protect them. That's part of his job. So the woman, they left Walmart. They went to a gas station. The woman followed him. Then she tracked Lewis, following him all the way to the house. And when he got to the house, there was a Cobb County police officer there. And the officer called the kid's parents. And the kid's parents said, are you saying that because there's an African-American male driving my two white kids, that he was stopped and pulled over and questioned? And he said, I'm sorry, ma'am. Wait a minute. Let me do that again. So the woman said, are you saying that because there's an African-American male driving my two white kids, that he was stopped and pulled over? And the cop said, I'm sorry, ma'am. That's exactly what I'm saying. Wonder if he felt stupid saying it, as stupid as it sounds right now. The kids never showed any sign of being in danger. The kids were fine. Listen, here's the thing, though. If you're in Cobb County, Georgia, did anyone see the help? I mean, black people have been taking care of white kids since white people been having kids. Here in America. What the hell? I don't even know. Well, yeah, I do know. Cobb County, Georgia. Your ass in Cobb County, Georgia, watch your step. You knew that when you went to Cobb County, Georgia. And what the hell would you go to Cobb County, Georgia for? Speaking of Trump and Kanye, I don't know how I missed this. Sean Hannity is now a big supporter of rappers. Now, if you remember, and I know I'm bouncing around, but you can't keep up with this shit. If you remember when Common visited the White House with the Obamas, it was pretty much the end of the White House and the first step toward the end of civilization as we knew it, because a rapper was going to the White House, and this rapper was Common. Hardcore gangster Common. If you've ever listened to Common rap, it is some of the most insightful, intelligent, philosophical stuff you hear. Hardcore gangster? I don't think so. But anyway, why listen to it to develop an opinion? This is Sean Hannity we're talking about. Common wasn't supposed to be in the White House. Now, Kanye, on the other hand, you know, Common said the N-word. And Common was anti-police because he said the police shouldn't kill unarmed black people. He's a horrible man. Kanye, on the other hand, you know, Gold Digger and all these others, yeah, he's going there as a representative of freedom. Yeah, he's going as a, yeah. Sean, shut the fuck up. Okay, sorry about that. Off track. Let's get back on track. Jason Van Dyke is a white cop in Chicago, and he was convicted of second-degree murder for shooting Laquan McDonald 16 times. He kept shooting him after the man was down, and it was on dash cams, and he's been convicted. That's good that he's been convicted. It's a shame that we're all surprised. But it did happen. The system worked. They put him on trial with a jury. He was found guilty of second-degree murder. He may even go to prison. Unless the case gets to the Supreme Court, which has confirmed Kavanaugh, to no one's surprise, and I'm sure things will change. But he was convicted, so that's a good thing. It's a good thing because, you know, it proves it can happen. Again, the sad thing is that we're all surprised. So, you're getting pulled over by the cops. Well, turn on your iPhone, boys and girls, because there's a new shortcut in iOS. I believe we're up to 12 in the Apple operating system on your iPhone. It's a shortcut called Police. And when you hit the shortcut, if you're getting pulled over and you hit Police, Siri will discreetly record audio if a driver's pulled over. Now, you just say, "Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over," which I shouldn't have said because I have an iPhone in my pocket. Well, let's see if it works. Anyway, you can actually program it so that Siri will put your phone in do not disturb mode so that there are no notifications that come through, lower the brightness of your screen, pause the music, and send a message to a designated contact with your exact location information, and record the whole thing through your phone's camera. So think about that. This is where we're at. This is where we're at, that if you're getting pulled over by the police, you need your phone to discreetly notify someone that the police are pulling you over. That is amazing. Because there was a time when if somebody was, you know, preparing to assault you, threatening you, dangerous to you, you would call the police. Now, if the police are coming, you got to call somebody else. Yep, we are definitely making America great again. So thank you, Siri, for watching my back. Hurricane Michael has hit Florida. Devastating. You've seen the news coverage. Devastating. 100-plus mile-an-hour winds. 500,000 people have lost power. 2 people, and that was as of this morning. Sadly, there may be more, have lost their lives. Numerous houses destroyed, trailers blown away. Some trailers always get blown away. It's bad. It's very bad. It has hit the Florida Panhandle. If you're not aware of it, the Panhandle is a very red area, meaning very conservative white area of Florida. Actually, it's quite often called Lower Alabama. Well, here's the thing. We can count on a couple of things. One, they're going to get plenty of federal aid. This ain't going to be Puerto Rico. They're going to rebuild the Panhandle. And I'm not saying they shouldn't. People live down there. It's just, you know, there is a bit of a double standard. And two, I just don't think there'll be some crazy evangelical preachers telling us that this was because of the gays and the transgenders. Because as you know, generally hurricanes are caused by a population of gays and transgenders. It has nothing to do with global warming or climate change or weather patterns. No, it's gays. And if you got your gays and your transgenders, just go ahead and board up the windows because the hurricanes are coming. there won't be any of that because it hit a conservative place. It's just funny to me how that works. Here's something that some would say is a disaster, a problem. I would say is simply a good start. 259 people died last year from what? Trying to take extreme selfies. It seems people like to take selfies of themselves, cheating death, and death is winning. Drowning and falling were found to be the most common cause. Transport accidents, you know, when you try to get that selfie in front of the train as a train's coming. Yep. We've also got death by animals, you know, those selfies with bears and alligators. Electrocution, numerous ways to do that. Fire and firearms. Yeah, we've seen the ones with the selfie. Look at me pretend to shoot myself in the head. Oops. Yeah, that sentence never gets finished. So, once again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Stupid don't take a break. Smart gets tired. Stupid is working 24/7. You understand? 24/7, 365. Stupid is on the case. So stupid gives you a cell phone, and your cell phone has a camera, and you see a train coming, and stupid says, you can do this. Stupid gives you a gun and a phone with a camera. You're looking at Instagram. You're looking at YouTube. You're saying, you know, I could be famous. Yes, you could. Congratulations, stupid. You win again. 259 times. There's 365 days in a year, stupid, so you might want to step up your game. Now, on a more personal note, let me start with Siri and Apple and the whole, you know, you know me. You know I'm trapped in the Apple universe, right? iMac, iPad, iPhone, iPod, you name it, I got it. Because they're all, now the good thing about Apple, all these things sync. There's a certain logic to it. I like the way it works. And now Siri will protect me from the police. So I can't argue with that. The problem is going to the Apple store. The culture they've created in that store is ridiculous. If you haven't been and you got a couple hours with nothing to do, go to an Apple store. You'll recognize it because it's bright and shiny and full of young people hanging out because the Wi-Fi is pretty damn good. There's a section in the back that looks like kindergarten where grown men, grown women, adults have to sit on little boxes and wait their turn to meet the genius. Yeah, the genius, the wizard, the man behind the curtain, the woman behind the curtain. Those would be the people in, some days they're blue, some days they're black. They're wearing Apple shirts and they're talking to each other. They're not talking to you because you don't have an appointment. That's the Apple store. First go in, you check in with somebody. They'll listen to your problem and they'll put it on a screen and give you an appointment to talk to somebody. Then you wait. Hopefully your appointment's that day, but it won't be. It won't be. You'll have to come back. So here's what happened. My latest adventure in the Apple store. And again, this is not against Apple products, which I like, but the stores, get over yourselves. I have an iPod. I use it at the gym. I have an app on it. The app has workouts from a online trainer, right? So I go in, pull up my workout. I see what I'm going to do that day. I play my music. I work out. It's great, right? Something happened with my iPod. It wouldn't turn off. The button to turn it off didn't work. Problem, battery goes dead every day because it just keeps running. So I go to the Apple store and greeter guy says, this thing is damaged. You're going to have to get a new one. I said, okay. He said, let me make you an appointment to talk to a genius. What? Let me make you an appointment. So I said, when I talk to the genius, is he going to tell me that this is damaged and I have to get a new one? The guy said, yes. The genius is going to tell me the same thing that this kid just told me, but because he's a genius, it's somehow better. I don't even know. So will it be fixed? Well, no, it's out of warranty. You have to buy another one. So I have to make an appointment to talk to a genius to buy another iPod because my iPod is damaged and doesn't work, just which, you know, kind of is what I knew. I mean, that brought me into the store. I said, man, this thing's broken. It don't work. Now, I'm no genius, but it doesn't work. I'm going to go to Apple Store. Well, apparently, and this is going to be a few days from now because, you know, they're all booked up. I will go back and I will get the word from the genius that, yes, Alonzo, you are not, in fact, crazy. Your iPod does not turn off. I ain't using my phone at the gym because Lord knows if my phone broke, I'd have a real problem. Then I'd have to wait and I might even get angry. Don't get angry at an Apple Store. There's just no future in it. Contractors. Okay. I know surgeons. Literally. I have friends who do surgery who are not as unavailable as contractors. I have a job that I need doing. I need a balcony sealed. Rain is coming to L.A. Oh, it's a coming. It's a coming. And the balcony needs to be sealed. The floor, the, you know, base of the balcony, whatever. So a friend who's a realtor who does this all the time gives me the number of a contractor. You know where this is going. I call. First time they called back. Missed each other. Then I called again. I called again. I called four more times. Then I called a different company. They came in. They gave an estimate that was only double what the realtor said it should cost to get a balcony sealed. So I said, well, your person never called me back. Well, she called him and he called me the next day. We made an appointment. Now, here's where we ran into a problem. He says the appointment was 7:30. I heard 8:30. Could be a mix up. Maybe I didn't write it down. Maybe he didn't write it down. I don't know. Came to the house, leaves a message. I came to the house. I banged on the door. Nobody was there. I called back. He said, hey, I came. I looked. Nobody was there. Good luck. That's customer service, right? That's how you do business. Is the contracting business that good? I guess it is. So now I have an unsealed balcony. I have an asshole contractor. And, you know what I don't have? Surprise. Because this is how it's done. I do not understand the contracting business. It is amazing. There are some good contractors. I've had a couple. But the vast majority of them, overpriced. They work at their convenience. They're very good at destruction. They'll tear it apart. Putting it together, well, that's going to be when I get around to it. Why? Because I got to go tear something else apart so I can get more jobs going than I could actually do. Bobby Kelly, brilliant comic, very funny. Check out his podcast. Check out his stuff. Robert Kelly out of New York. He said when he needs something done, he reaches out to his fan base. He posts it online and asks if any of his fans do that particular piece of work. I think I'm going to try that because if I'm going to be ignored by a contractor, at least let it be one that enjoys my comedy. That's it for me. I got nothing more. It's going to be, you know, sports-wise, we're in the baseball playoffs. The Yankees have been eliminated. So now I'm rooting for Houston. Anyone but Boston. You know me. NBA season is about to start. That's always good. That'll be fun. I'll be enjoying that. Go Clippers. They ain't going far, but I'll say go Clippers. And comedy. I'm back on the road. This weekend, I will be in Schaumburg, Chicago, doing the improv. It's going to be fantastic. I have dates coming up. I'll be in Vegas at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club. I will be in Niagara, Ontario. Yeah, just across the border from the U.S. doing LOL comedy on Saturday the 27th. We're doing a Halloween show. I'm looking forward to that. So I got a lot of things coming up. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your help. And hey, send me a contractor in Los Angeles that can seal balconies. Thank you.